Blog Talk Radio.
Consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
Talk on Halftime with the Half Man on Hard Rocket Sports. Take it away, Dom. Edition of the Sunday Audible Show, live from high atop Sunday Audible Studios in beautiful scenic Monroe, New Jersey. We are your 1 hour weekly get together this week for the big Super Wild Card Weekend. That's right, folks. It's Super Wild Card Weekend, the best weekend of football. And why do I say that? Because it's six of the biggest games. It's all or nothing, win or go home. And it's six standalone games. You get to watch six games starting today, right through Monday night, and each game is its own game. You don't have to flip, no red zone needed, no nothing. We are just six football games this weekend. I'm guessing six of the best teams minus the two teams on the bye, which are the Packers and the Titans. We're going to break down all the games, talk a little betting with Rafael Esparza when he pops in for a few minutes. We'll talk a little bit about last week's games that had impacted this week. But this week is primarily about breaking down the games. And, boy, we got some good ones today. There's a lot of great matchups. There's not a stinker in the bunch. I think all these games are going to be big games. I think there's a couple surprises. So I'm going to get this show started off quickly. John's on video. Jeff right now is on the phone. So we got the whole crew together, and we hope you guys stick around for about an hour and take what we got to say to heart, because I got a lot of nice things this week people said about the show. So really cool. I'm pretty pumped up. We are going to have some fun, and we're going to get the show kicked off right away. So let me bring on my first one. He's the top dog over at RFL Records. He's my buddy, and he is John Marhefka. What's up, Johnny boy?
Morning, Tommy.
Johnny boy, sporting the big Steeler jersey this week. That's the first. We're a little pumped up for today, for tomorrow night's game, huh?
I got to rep my boys. I mean, I know it's a long shot, man, but you know, you got to stick with your guys, and I got to do it.
Hey, John, you know, let me tell you something. We touched on it. You kind of poo-pooed it last weekend, and, you know, there was a lot of things needed to happen, and they all happened. Your Steelers won a big game. Well, there goes John. John just left. Well, I'm all by myself for a minute, but that's okay. Jeff's back. Let's get Jeff up on the phone until John gets back. What's up, FA?
Nothing much, man. Racing to the bank to get funds and then to get on the show. So I'm hoping to be on the TV, on the radio, video in about 10 minutes.
Okay, you want to stay on the radio, on the phone while you get there, or you want to hang
on the phone? No. I want to be on as much as I can, man. It's the playoffs.
That's
of course,
it.
I got to be on.
Let's get John on. John's back. Johnny Boy, welcome back. I don't know what happened.
Now wait. Now I got a bone to pick with John. John, I firmly believe that your team should rescind its right to its playoff spot because you are unhappy with Tomlin.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm just throwing it out there, but I think you should do the right thing. You don't like the guy, you're unhappy with him, take the team out of the playoffs, man. Come on.
I can't make the call, man. I know a lot of people look at it. You know, do they really deserve to do that? I would say no. But, you know, it's just a crazy thing to happen in the NFL, especially this year. And I'm not going to go back on my dislike for Palmer, though. I mean, I don't think that it was anything that he did special to get these guys here. I think it was more on the players and the, you know, a veteran guy like Rothberger that didn't come up when he needed to. And, you know, until he does something that shows me that he's deserving of me switching and then being on his side, you know, then I'll do it. But as of now, that's not going to happen.
It's just the same Roethlisberger you're talking about now that you wanted to replace from last year. Is that correct?
That's it.
Wow. You know,
like
man, fair weather fans. Wow.
Hey, I understand John's point. Listen, my rights, Ben should have been replaced after last year, or even before last year, but let's say after last year. And John's supposed to make the playoffs. You can't change your mind on that, John. I'm glad they made the playoffs. They deserve to get there. Look, if the Colts lost to the Jaguars, they don't deserve to be there. Steelers did everything they needed to do. They didn't have a great season, but they did what they needed to do, and they're there. Now, go make something out of it.
You're 100% right, Tom, but you know what?
I still love Roethlisberger. I still love the team. But, you know, as far as what we thought last year, you know, we thought they needed to change, you know. And you know, they get there, and I'm going to support them. I'm always going to support them. It's not a hatred for the team or anything, but it's, you know, I just, you know, Tomlin needs to prove something to me.
Absolutely. Jeff, you were going to say something, Jeff?
Yeah, no, you have to stand behind your team and everything, but you know what? You just gotta rib John a little bit because I know that he dislikes his coach so much, and I would kill to have him as the Jets coach with the success that he's had. I don't understand these Steeler fans, man.
Well, listen, guys, we got a lot to get to in a short amount of time, so I don't want to stick on one topic too long. So we're gonna fly through this a little bit. I got some early stuff. We're going to sneak Raphael in there for a minute, and then we'll spend about the last 20-25 minutes of the show breaking down the day's game, the weekend game. But I do want to get to a couple of things from last weekend. One, guys, hey, Jeff, the Colts losing to the Jaguars, they have a big issue now with what do they do going forward with Wentz. They spent a lot of capital to get him. That was a big disappointment that they didn't make the playoffs. They had a great, kind of a good season. Jeff, how disappointing was the Colts season on that loss?
Well, listen, anytime that you are on the cusp of the playoffs and then lose, it's a disappointment, but not for nothing. You got to think, Carson Wentz, 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions this year. Did he play that bad? What was the problem? I know he has an injury history, and he played on 2 sprained ankles earlier in the season, but the guy went straight through, didn't miss any time other than whatever time he missed with the ankle injuries. I think it was a decent season. I don't know if I'd look to run on from him, already, but I understand their point, but who do you replace him with? That's the thing. You always say, who you in his spot? So that's my question to Frank Reich and the Colts. Who are you taking? Who's the guy that's going to lead you if you get rid of Wentz?
Great point, John. John's a good point, but you know, what you saw from Wentz in the big game was self-destruction. They put that game on it. You know, the Jags said, Taylor's not going to beat us. Wentz has got to do it, and he fell completely apart. So while Jeff's right, the season wasn't terrible. That game, when they needed it, was bad.
You don't even look at it.
Just,
right? Like, I mean, I know he fell flat on his face when we needed to, but you have to look at the entire team and the way they performed in that game. And they got bullied. They, you know, defensively, when you thought that they would make some plays in the game. And I kind of put that a little bit on the coaching staff. When you go in there like that, it's kind of like a game that they just thought they were just going to throw their helmets on the field and walk off. I think that's really what it was, too. They weren't prepared.
Yeah, and listen, guys, you know, that's a big loss because that sets up the Steelers. The Steelers game is doing well here. They win the game over the Ravens in a pretty decent football game. But, you know, the other game I want to touch on from last weekend is the night game, which, you know, John and I thought was kind of a quasi-playoff game, which turned into one. But I want to question the end of that game. You know, to me, John, the Raiders were basically going to take the time and walk off the field. They weren't Brandon Dunn, and then Brandon Staley, for some unknown reason, calls a timeout and gives the Raiders a chance to think about it. They run another play, big first down, many yards, another play, and a field goal, and they're going home. You know, Brandon Staley has, you know, proven to be a guy doesn't like to punt, goes for it on fourth and two from his own end. You know, do you blame the guy for the move? Do you like the move?
I think it was crazy, Tommy. If you watch that game, down to the end, I mean, I as a Steelers fan, just don't believe it they get that far. You know, what NFL team with any type of reputation goes in there and plays down?
I'll see you later.
You know, I kind of think I look at that from, you know, the Raiders. I thought they deserved to win that game. They went out and did what they had to do. I don't understand why Staley took the timeout. I would like to have you know, seen if he did take the timeout, what would the Raiders have done?
Yeah, we'll never know.
But I thought, really, I mean, if you see in the NFL and you're going to take a tie, I don't want to see either of those teams in the playoffs. I thought the Raiders did the right thing, and it was good to see it.
Yeah, I'll agree and I'll disagree, John. And Jeff and I do talk about, you know, to me, if you're the Raiders, you know, if one of the ways you get into the playoffs is a tie, you know, you play a regular season game, you know, three quarters and overtime, you know, at that point, you know, if teams, let's say they're going to play, they fumble the ball, and they scoop it up, they take it back for a touchdown, you lose the game. Well, let's say you throw an interception for a touchdown. You know, you're going to get pounded by everybody for not saying, hey, you're 3 minutes left, take the tie. So to me, while I agree with you, John, I think in that spot, you're playing for a tie is like playing for a win. They didn't sit the whole game. They didn't take a knee for overtime. But at that moment, more bad things could have happened than good. So I don't blame the Raiders if they had sat down on the ball. I wouldn't have blamed them at all. Jeff, do you agree with that?
Yeah, but Tom, you know, kind of, but not really, because you got to think, do you really want to back into the playoffs on a tie? I understand you want to get there. Well, you want to get there, I understand that, but you know what? There is no tie next week. You either win or you don't win. So if you don't do it this week, you're going to have to do it next week if you're there and you're in the same position. You can't play for a tie, so you got to go in. You got to try to get the win. But I understand what you're saying. If it was a game where it's like, all right, let's just get in. But, you know, they were winning most of the game, the Raiders. I would have taken the chance myself to show the league that I'm here to play.
I agree with you guys wholeheartedly, and we're going to end here because Raphael just popped up. I want to get him off for a few minutes. But, you know, guys, I'll say this much. You know, and I know you say that, but had the Raiders gone out there throwing a pick six, throwing a pick, and then the Chargers went down, kicked the field goal, win the game, would you guys have blasted them for doing that?
No.
That's a good question, Tommy. I mean,
I think people would have, I think most people out there would have said, what are you doing? You got the game in hand. Why would you do, you know, at the very least you need to tie, run the ball. There's no right or wrong answer here. I'm just, my opinion is, I would have played to get my team to the playoffs. That's what you. That's what you do. 18 weeks of football for. You got to get yourself to the playoffs. And at that point, more bad could have happened. So we'll move on to get this done if you get your team into the playoffs. Yeah.
Raiders.
Agreed. That's a huge, that's a huge season, and to me, the Raiders are playing with house money. But speaking of house money, there's a guy on the phone who's always playing with the house money, and he's our good friend Rafael Esparza. What's up, Rafael? Listen, you got John and I on video, and Jeff's on the radio right now listening. Buck is just on the phone, so you got the whole crew tonight.
I was hoping for a tie, so I'm going for all you guys that hate ties in soccer, who hated ties in hockey. We had to change the hockey rules. I was hoping and praying for a tie so I could just throw it back to all you guys. Oh, ties are horrible. I can't believe they put a tie. Oh, my God, the world is going to end. So I was screaming for a tie so I could just throw it back at everyone that hates ties in soccer and hated ties in hockey.
He is money. You got to give him credit. Rafael, big day. Lots of good weekend. Lots of football. Beside the other sports, everybody's hopping. But this is a big game. And you know what? Here's the good thing. There's a lot of good football games this weekend. I think they're all good games.
I got a question for Rafael.
There's four good games. My wife made dinner reservations Sunday night, and I wasn't mad. Who really wants to watch Kansas City-Pittsburgh? If there's one ugly, ugly game, that could be it. I just don't think Pittsburgh's offense can go toe-to-toe at Kansas City if the Chiefs put up some points quickly. So that one could be lopsided. I like a lot of dogs. I think 2 to 3 dogs win this wild card weekend. So it would not shock me. And you said it right. House money is the Raiders. They are playing for nothing. They have no reason. They're winning just putting on their jerseys. That's a very, very bad omen if you're the Bengals. Play a team that has nothing to lose, care less with the final score, just going to go out and have fun, play the game. I like the Raiders. This one's up to 6. This would not be shocking. This was 6.5 or higher by kickoff. If that's the case, give me the Raiders. I'm not 100% sold on Cincinnati. They just went behind the ears. Don't have that much playoff experience on this team. A very, very young team. Where's this playoff game? This is now week 19. You get to play another game next weekend. I think the Raiders can be a very, very live dog.
Jeff, I heard you
just
popping in the background. What were you saying?
No, Rafael, I still didn't get the money on from betting that Gettleman and Ghost are going to be gone, man. Are you going to send that check or what?
It's checked in the mail.
He can't let it go.
It's with Tommy's check that told me Judge was not going anywhere as a New York Giants head coach. And, he's on my couch.
Oh, boy, here we go. Let's keep it staying this week. Speaking of fires, there's a couple that were surprising. Obviously, Flores getting fired, I think, was a little surprising for most. And I even think that David Culley, I thought, was a little surprising based on what's happened down there. Anybody, Johnny Boy, were you surprised by those two firings?
Before Flores, I thought that team played very well for this guy. I mean, they could have thrown the towel in a couple times over his tenure there, and they didn't. I mean, they played tough. They played aggressive. You know, they beat a lot of good teams in key situations. I think they'd win. Starting out at 1-7 and getting to where they finished up that, I thought that was a bad decision on Miami's part.
Yeah, and Rafael, the Culley one, to me that came out of right field because out of left field, I should say, because John said, I thought they actually performed better than expected considering, their best player didn't play.
Yeah, it didn't shock me because I just think the way the organization is on a clean slate for this new guy that comes in. Miami, I'm hearing it's mostly all because Tua. Flores did not want Tua there. And I think that everyone else up in the front office just says, hey, We're not going to waste our money trying to get into Deshaun Watson because there's too many massage parlors in Miami. We're just going to get stuck in trouble there. I didn't think any other key quarterback that's going to be on the market is looking at Miami as that destination. So I just think the reason why he's on my couch with Judge watching the playoff football today is because of Tua.
Yes, I agree. I agree. There seem to be some shouting matches, cursing. They didn't get along. We'll see how that plays out. But let's go through the rest of the games with Rafael. We only got a small amount of time this week. Bill Patriots, everybody's yelling, screaming on the under in this game. You see the under?
No, I would not check if there's a lot of high scoring. I mean, the win's not going to be as bad as we saw a couple months ago in that horrible game. And I'm tired of talking about the weather. It's not like this is Arizona going to Green Bay going to the frozen. These two teams play in cold weather. It's cold every winter. So if I have to turn on my TV and talk about the weather between New England and Buffalo, I think I'm going to throw my TV out the window. They're always cold there, so I don't want to hear it. Here's another one. I think this one goes up to five and a half. A lot of money coming in on Buffalo. If I can get Belichick plus five, which I think this is going to be a field goal game, whoever wins, late field goal in the fourth, I'm going to take the plus points. I'll take Belichick plus the five.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that, too. We're going to go through our picks. After the Bucks and the Eagles, you know, on the face of this game, it shouldn't be much of a matchup. I know there's I think it's 8.5 is the spread, if I read it right early this morning. But, you know, Tampa's not look great, and they got some guys coming back who we're not sure how they're going to be. Any chance the Eagles could sneak in this one or at least keep it close?
They'll keep it close. I like the Eagles are covering the 8.5 on this one. I think Tampa wins by 7. Fournette's coming back. I think Gronk is going to have a big game. I think tight ends usually have big games against the Eagles. His passing yards is, I think, 60.5. I think betting the over on that one could be something a pleasure, because it would not be shocked if Gronk has a really big game. I like the overness when the total drops 3 points, because we thought there were going to be a rain and wind here, and I think it's going to be later on the evening in that game. So I think if it stays sunny and a little bit breezy, I would not be shocked if this is a high-scoring game, but I'll take the Eagles plus the 8.5. They'll keep it close.
I know that Jeff's taking the Buccaneers in this one, right, Jeff? You're a big Tom Brady guy.
Please. I hope Tom Brady slips in the shower. Cracks his head on the soap dish.
Wow.
What's the odds? Are there any prop bets of Brady popping, you know, falling down in the shower?
I don't think he'll fall down in the shower. I think people are in the shower with him, giving him a shower, so he doesn't fall down. So no, I would put that would be high. That would be high on the no. Well, look at that beautiful face.
Yeah, look, I just got my head cut, man.
I think we need a prop bet. We need a prop bet on how long the beard gets before Jeff cuts it.
It ain't going anywhere till retirement, another 5 or 6 years. Cut it off my leg.
He's got a while yet.
Hey, Rafael, let's get to what I think might be the best game of the weekend. Certainly it's got Nickelodeon coverage. It's got Amazon Prime coverage. We got female broadcasters. Cowboys 49ers reviving the rivalry in Dallas. You know, not because I'm a Dallas hater. I like the 49ers today.
I'm opposite on you. Everyone likes the 49ers I talk to. I don't even know why Dallas is putting on jerseys to play this game, because everybody I talk to thinks the 49ers are going to go to Big D and steal a road win. I think if it's a high-scoring game, which it could be, I like Dallas on this one. They put up a 50 mark their last game. I mean, I just don't see them losing back-to-back home games. Look at their last home game. Arizona went to their backyard and won there. They've lost to the Raiders at home. I like Dallas just because too many people that I know that I highly respect think the 49ers are going to clean this one up. I like Big D. I know my twin brother's jumping up and down thinking this is probably a good bet.
Yeah, I think you're right. Guys, I mean, you know, well, there's Jerry Jones.
Internet connection again.
You're there, Rafael. You just were slowed down a little bit. Jeff, right. Jeff, that's probably, you know, the big game of the weekend. You know, all the TV coverage there, that's where the NFL put their, what they think is their best you know, the biggest team, obviously. You know, excited for you, Jeff? Are you excited for this game?
Not really, no. I think that actually takes away from it, man. I'd rather just watch a game. I don't want to know there's a fucking kids angle for the fucking game. It's stupid. You know, I don't like the Nickelodeon thing and everything. It's just regular football, man.
Johnny Boy, how about you?
I'm kind of with Jeff on this. I mean, you know, Rafael said it earlier. I mean, I think the Niners, they're a tough football team. You know, and I'm not going to say they're going to go in and win, but I think they're going to keep it competitive. I ultimately think Dallas wins. I mean, if Dallas doesn't win this at home, you know, I think there's going to be some pressure put on up there.
Pressure? Are they good? Do they blow Dallas up if they don't win?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think they blow it up.
No, I think McCarthy's in trouble next year. I think he's on a big hot seat.
Ezekiel Elliott isn't the running back he once was. Is Dak Prescott the answer? If they don't take it to the next level and win a playoff game or two, how do you go into next season with those guys?
I think you do. I just think that the noose gets a little tight on McCarthy. Obviously, Dak's going to start to hear, you know, you can't win the big game. So, you know, I don't see them blowing it up. I think they're too close, especially defensively. I think if anything, that the surprise has been their defense this year, John. I think that's been the big thing for Dallas.
Yeah, their defense is tough. They're going to get a challenge today because Frisco plays smash mouth. I mean, they like to run the ball. They like to use Kittle at tight end. I mean, they don't go away from what they do. And they got a tough defense. I mean, I'm going to say they're going to go in there and play tough. No doubt about that.
Keep an eye out for Jimmy G. I mean, his fingers still not 100%. If he gets knocked around early, which the Cowboys say that's what they want to do, put pressure on him early. It could be very interesting because this is his last game. If he loses in a 49ers uniform, so if you're Jimmy G, not only are you playing to advance, but you're probably playing for a new contract, which a lot of teams are going to be out there looking for him.
Yeah. Let me ask you something, man. You say that it may be his last game, and if he does get smacked around, how soon do you go to Trey Lance in this position?
I think it all depends on his finger. If it hurts his finger, then I think they bring him in. If not, they'll probably just stick with Jimmy G. Because I don't think they want to bring in Trey Lance in a playoff game trying to advance. But if he hurts his finger more, then yes, they're going to have to. But if he just gets knocked around.
I mean, if he's having a bad game because of his finger.
Then
they bring Trey Lance in.
I think you might even see a little Trey Lance there just to shake him up a little bit, a little something running the football, do a little something to throw them off a little bit. I think you could see. And again, guys, this special edition of the Sunday Audible on this Saturday morning ahead of Super Wild Card Weekend. For Clockwise, you got John Marhefker. You got our good friend Rafael Esparza, the head oddsmaker down at mybookie.ag.com. And if you're going to make a bet today, make it down there. Rafael's got to fill the pool up, so please – help him out a little bit. Lots of parlay bets for Rafael if you can help it. And, of course, the guy at the bottom of the screen, sleazy top himself, Mr. Jeff Nowitzki, back on the Sunday Audible Show because it's a Saturday. So, Rafael, I know you're not a big fan of the Sunday night game, but I think there's some value to that game. I mean, listen, I'm not a big believer in the Chiefs, although they've on a big run to end the season. But I think there's a little bit of that. You know, is there some Big Ben magic?
I mean, there could be. Their defense showed some holes, like the old Chiefs defense we saw in the beginning of the season. Yep. They gave up, 24 points to the Broncos. Really, Broncos scored 24 points on them. Yeah. And then the Bengals were able to throw wild all over KC's secondary. So there is some holes in the secondary. Now, can Big Ben get the ball to the secondary is the big question. And I think that's why I'm not 100% sold on it. It's going to be interesting. What would have more, Big Ben touchdown passes or me over under how many old fashions I'm going to have Sunday night at dinner?
But Jeff, there's got to be some nostalgia in this one, right? I mean, you know, you got the Chiefs trying to go to three straight. Big Ben, maybe his last game ever. I mean, this is a game you got to watch. So, you know, if you're a football fan, no?
Yeah, I agree, man. I think it's good. Got a feeling it's going to be a good game, but I agree with what Rafael said. You're dealing with a couple of teams that were kind of like split personalities this year. You know, Pittsburgh, with Roethlisberger, he's been there how many times? He has experience in this time of year. This is what he's built for, the playoffs. Mahomes, you know, it's possible he goes to his third straight Super Bowl, depending on what happens. You know, it's not a joke game by any stretch, to me at least. Yeah. I think it's going to be Is it going to be the best game? Maybe not, but I think it's going to be a well-played game. It's just a matter of what the score is going to be and, you know, if you end up liking the game. But, I mean, it could be Roethlisberger's last game.
We're going to see it. Johnny, I'm going to give you a second on this one. We're going to delve into this a little bit more after we finish with Rafael. But, you know, this is, for you, I'm sure this is, you're there. You got your gear on. I think you see the 75th anniversary jersey. Big Ben, what are you thinking real quick?
I think a lot of this, I mean, Rafael said it earlier, that, you know, is are they going to be able to keep up with Kansas City if Kansas City scores early? Yeah. So I really put this game on the Pittsburgh defense. I mean, I want to see the defense contain, you know, some of the things KC likes to do. I mean, you don't want Mahomes, you know, out of the pocket making plays like he likes to do, you know, throwing downfield, getting receivers open. There's a lot of speed on that team, and I think that's one of the things that, that sets them apart. So if the Pittsburgh defense can put pressure on, you know, maybe take Kelce out of the game. They're going to have to take one of the two guys out of the game, either him or Hill. Hill's, you know, hurting a little bit with his heel. You know, I'm putting it on a Steeler defense, and I just hope they go in there, play aggressive, and show those guys what they're made of.
It's going to be a good game. I'm looking forward to it. Let's go. Let's look to the Monday night game, first ever Monday night football game for the playoffs. Rams and the Cardinals. I mean, this is all on Stafford as far as I'm concerned. Matthew Stafford's got to get the monkey off his back. I mean, yes, he's won games in the past, but, you know, this is a big game for them. Cardinals are a little hurting. Didn't end the season well, Rafael. Where's the money going? Does everybody believe in the Rams? I think the line's a little light.
Everyone believes in Arizona, which I have no idea why. I mean, there's no Hopkins still. They have bigger question marks on offense than we hear than the Rams. I mean, the Rams just really have one question mark on offense. That's Stafford.
Yeah.
I mean, the Cardinals have many question marks on offense. And I just going to look at who's going to play the better defense in this one. And I'm going to take the Rams. I mean, they've won 5 out of 6 after they lost their last game to the 49ers. But sometimes you just have bad matchups against teams. I think the Rams matchup against the 49ers is just bad. It doesn't matter who's a better team. You just get bad matched up. And so I'm not going to really throw that loss into the woodwork of saying, oh, the Rams are downward spiral. They're going to get blown out at home. Sophie's Day Stadium's going to be all Cardinal fans. Well, let's face it, LA has no fans up here. It's just like when you go to a Vegas game now in football. You're going to have more road team fans and you got home team fans. Do the visitors want to go to California or Vegas? Mm-hmm. If you're in Minnesota, do you really want to stay at home and watch your team play? No, I want to go to the West Coast and watch them play where it's nice and warm. But I like the Rams this one, but I would wait. I wouldn't bet it now because there is fours, but I can guarantee you this one goes down to 3.5 or 3 because I think the betting public is going to be betting Arizona all day long.
Sounds like a good thing. And what's the advice for people this weekend is, you know, for betting? Is it a lot of straight bets? Do you see any combinations in it for parlays? What's your thought on this kind of weekend, you know, where there's not a lot of games, you know, and people want to spend their money?
Well, it's almost tax season, so I'm going to tell people, please make plenty of parlays because I have to pay my taxes pretty soon, so I need some money to fill up the pool to pay the taxes. But for this stuff, for playoff football, A, you don't have to bet every game on playoff football. There's just some games where there's no more value. There's just no more value on the Raiders-Bengals if you like the Bengals. Why would you take -6 when you could take a -5 early in the week? There's no more value in certain games. So some games, just sit back and enjoy and watch it. You don't need to put action on every playoff game. So I always tell bettors on that, just pick the ones that you think have the best value, right? Roll the dice on that one. Just because there's playoff football and money does not mean you have to bet on money. Just sit back, pop a beer, and watch the game and enjoy it.
Sounds like good advice, Rafael. Listen, it's a little bit of a lighter weekend, I guess, a lot less football games to worry about. So what's the quick plan? You got a little dinner tonight, a couple movies this weekend. What's the plan?
Tonight, nothing. I have about 89 college basketball games. UFC kicks back into action this weekend, tonight as well. And then I got 2 playoffs. So tonight, nothing. Dinner tomorrow, because not that much going on tomorrow night. But tonight, mostly the hockey, NBA, you name it. There's a whole bunch of stuff. So I'll be working OT tonight watching hoops and NFL.
Well, guys, if you're going to make some bets, that's the guy to do it. That's the place to go. Go to mybookie.ag.com. And you get have all the fun, all the props, and even the celebrity props that I got this week. I thought you're making you give a bet. Let's see, Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox get married this year. It's a pretty good dough wager.
Yeah, a lot of negative when I made who's going to get married.
I think we lost them. All right, we lost Rafael.
I think John blinked. I thought he was stuck too.
Yeah, we lost him.
Yeah,
okay.
We lost him,
all right, that's okay, guys. That's Rafael Esparza. He's our good friend from mybookie.ag.com. He does a great job, and it's always nice to have fun with him. But the boys are here, John and Jeff, myself, and we got about about 25 minutes left, and we're going to run through all the games, get some thoughts on everything. So, guys, buckle up. Let's get your your NFL analysis, your game. Oh no, don't put it on. Please don't put it on. Please don't do it. Oh, you realize that they haven't seen the playoffs in about 30 years, right? Like you don't
doesn't
like.
Matter. It doesn't matter.
Oh my God.
It's like one of those things that come, man.
Oh my God. Yeah.
They're coming.
Yeah. Yeah. 2050. Yeah. We're all waiting around
matter.
For 2050.
Next year, this time we'll be talking about Coach Salon,
yeah.
Saint Zach.
Yeah. We. You know, yeah. Yes. On Black Monday when they're getting when he's getting fired and they're talking about a new draft pick. Please.
I say they get there in 3 years.
There you go.
Nah, it's not going to be 3 years.
3 years
year.
Times five.
Yeah, I mean, within 3 years. I think they're growing.
2022, and then the Super Bowl from 2023 to 2031 straight through.
There's a prediction for you. There's a prediction for you. All right, guys.
Listen,
I was
right about Gettleman, and I was right about Judge.
Oh, yeah. I was
fucking laughing at my
prediction. Oh, my God. Laugh. I scoff at your predictions. I scoff.
Mm-hmm. I said that mid-season, in fact.
Yes, he did. Listen, John, he's been saying it for 2 years. It's you know, what? Eventually it was going to come true. It just eventually. He would have kept saying it every year.
I've been telling you it had to happen for 2 years.
Oh, my God.
This year I said it was going to happen. Now stop it.
Oh, my God. All right, let's run through the games.
People in Israel are actually watching this shit.
They are watching us in Israel. They're listening to us in Israel. Thank you. Shalom.
And by the way, there is a yarmulke sewn in this. People in Israel, so you know.
We're up after the Israel ratings. The ratings in Israel are up, so we're happy about that. Well, let's run through
this
the games.
A partially war-torn country that faces terrorism every day, and they're actually listening to this show.
Some people in Israel are actually listening to the show. I don't know why, but they are. I mean, listen. You know, I got a nice thing from Joey Cloak this week about listening to the show. So I was,
Joe Cloak. Yeah.
Listen, the guy ran naked in the middle of the street with his boots on. Doesn't mean that he doesn't know what he's talking about. Doesn't mean he doesn't know what he's talking about. Guys, let's run through the games. We got the early game today is 4:30 Bengals at home. Like Ralph Field says, getting up near 6 points in the spread. Raiders guys playing with house money, John. But do they have enough firepower to stand there toe-to-toe with the Bengals, who are a juggernaut?
I think they do, Tommy. In fact, I'm taking the Raiders. I think I think the main reason is, I think Cincy has everything together right now, but I think they're another year off. I think when you get into the playoffs, you know, it's an entirely different season. I think, I think the way the Raiders have been playing – you know, especially last week, they've been playing tough. Like you said, house money. I mean, you don't want to go in against a team, you know, that's going in like this. I mean, they have nothing to lose, everything to win. I mean, Carr's first playoff game. I'm going to take the Raiders in this one in an upset.
By the way, guys, I'm tracking our picks for the playoffs, so I'm letting everybody know I'm tracking all our picks. Jeff, the Bengals, their coach is young, young quarterback. Rookie receiver. Some people think that there may be a little bit of a thought process to go conservative for a team that's been lighting it up. Do you have any concern? And who do you like in this one?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, man. I'm not a big fan of either team, but I think that the Bengals are in better shape than the Raiders. So I'm going to go with the Bengals over the Raiders, especially since I kind of got into it with a couple Raider fans. Who I'm friends with, and I told him that team, it was very lucky to be there, and that David Carr ain't worth shit. So I'm going Bengals, and I'm not even talking to half man. I didn't even get involved with it.
Nobody,
somebody else. So I'm going to go with the Bengals. I think that they have a lot of pieces in place to be successful for a long time. A quarterback in his second year who played with his wide receiver in college, I think that was a big boost for them. This year, they work on the offensive line. This could be a team that could be the next New England Patriots for as far as winning divisions and getting into playoffs. I don't see this team faltering and falling back to 4-12 or 4-13, whatever it is, for quite some time. I see them trending in the right direction. So I'm going to go Bengals. This is a team I could see getting to the Super Bowl in a couple of years and you know, making a couple trips, maybe the next Patrick Mahomes. Who knows?
Well, listen, it's you're not far off, Jeff. I had them as my sleeper team to make the playoffs before the season started, and it came through. And I'm like I said, I'm taking the Bengals in this one. I think at some point the bubble's got to burst on the Raiders. You know, they don't have a lot of talent. They've been through a lot of stuff. I think Waller's going to be a big factor today. There's a few prop bets out there. If anybody's paying attention, there's a couple of Waller prop bets over 50-something yards. I think he has a big game against a kind of a suspect defense. So I'll take the Bengals today. Guys, second game up for the day is the night game. We got the Bills at home giving 4 points to the Patriots. Again, they're talking about a little bit of weather, some wind. Jeff, you know, I know you're not a big fan of probably either team, but what's your thoughts on this one?
You're talking two cold weather teams. You know, I don't know about Mac Jones and how he's going to handle the cold, but the Bills, you know, they've been together a couple of years now, and they know how to play up in Buffalo, and the weather may be exceptionally nasty from what I read earlier. Mm-hmm. It may be really bad, but I got to go with Buffalo on this one only because of a little bit more experience than the Patriots have. Belichick has experience, yeah, but he's not going to be out on the field. So I don't know how he's going to translate that to Mac Jones and how Mac Jones is going to play. First time in the playoffs, cold weather city, cold weather game. You know, I'm just going to go with the Bills on this one.
Okay, Johnny Boy, you're up. What do you think?
I'm with Jeff on this, too. I think Buffalo wins this. I think, you know, one of the main things that I've been seeing out of Buffalo is the running game being established now, and I think that's important in the playoffs. I think they just have a little bit too much for New England right now. I think Mac Jones is a rookie going in, you know, playing in a playoff environment. I think that's gonna really open his eyes up. I think it's a good team, you know, for what Belichick has done this year. I think it ends this week, and I'm going to stick with Buffalo. Buffalo was my Super Bowl pick, so I got to stick with them.
Yeah, they were my Super Bowl pick as well. I am going to go away from my pick. I got to be honest with you. I think Belichick's got some stuff up his sleeve. I think Mac Jones has shown me enough this year to win. I read something this week where Josh Allen said that he does not like the cold, does not necessarily play extremely well in the cold, so I want to be careful of that. And I think their running game has gone well, John. Yeah, but I think it's because of him. And I think that's, you know, the bottom line is I think the
Belichick can't hear you, bro. That's all right.
I think Bill's got enough. I think they're gonna take Allen out of Josh Allen out of the game. And I'm gonna take the Pats in this one. I think Bill's got something up his sleeve in this game, and I.
You think it's going to be close though, or is it going to be?
Yeah.
You think it's going to be a handily.
Well, I'll tell you this: if it gets to, I think if there's a lot of points scored in this game, then Buffalo's the favorite. If this is a low scoring game, you know, it's under 20 points each team in the fourth quarter, I like the Pats. But if this gets into a shootout, Jeff, I think the Bills have too much. If Allen's on the money early, boy, forget this game will be over fast. So, but.
Yeah, I hear you. I got to agree with you there.
Yeah, I'm going to take the pass.
I just think that Buffalo's going to take it.
Yeah, listen, I would not surprise me. I just think, you know, they've let me down in the playoffs the last few years. But I don't know how much better than I just think that I'll never go against Belichick in a big game like this. You know, he's done it enough times. Again, granted with Brady. Guys, let's move on to tomorrow's games. First game of the day is the Bucs at home giving 8.5 to the Eagles. You know, the Bucs have looked a little old lately, but, you know, they get some people back. I don't know what we're going to see out of those guys in Fournette and Jason Pierre-Paul and those guys. But, Johnny Boy, what's your thoughts on Tampa and the Eagles?
I think Philly's going to keep it close. I think Hurts is the factor right there. I mean, the guy, he could do a lot of things with his legs. You know, is Tampa going to be able to counteract that speed? And they're able to run the ball, which is always a good thing. But I just think Tampa just has too much for Philly right now. I don't think that Tampa's going to lose this one, so I'm going to go with the Bucs.
Jeff?
Yeah, it's hard to – first of all, I don't like Philadelphia teams. So I have no choice but to actually say that they're going to lose. I didn't say I want Buccaneers to win. I just don't see the Eagles winning.
I'm marking this down. You're rooting for Tom Brady.
Well, I'm rooting for Tom Brady. I'm still hoping Tom Brady slips somewhere in the hall, tears a groin muscle, shreds a hamstring. But, I mean, let's face it, they have the experience. They know what's going on. They do have Tom Brady. I just think it depends on which Buccaneers team shows up. If the old Buccaneers show up, it may have a problem. But if the Buccaneers, elder Buccaneers show up with the experience, then the Eagles are going to have a problem. So it depends. Do the senior citizens show up? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
I got
that's,
you.
That's the thing to me. So I'm going to say the Buccaneers, yes.
Okay. You got Tampa for today. Not necessarily through the whole playoffs. Just for the Jeff, the Jets expect Mekhi Becton to be ready for the offseason workouts. He's been a missing man. We'll get to that on Thursday night.
Yeah, is he going to fucking be ready for the offseason smorgasbord too? Better put that fat bastard on diet.
God. Guys, let's move to the what the people call the marquee matchup. This the highlighted part of the weekend, which is the Sunday at 4:30 game. Probably the whole country's sitting home on a Sunday after dinner watching this one. And that's Cowboys at home to the 49ers. 49ers have a lot of firepower. Deebo Samuel's a very tough matchup. But do Jerry's kids, Jeff, have enough to stop the 49ers?
You know, I have a reason to pick each team in this game. And it makes it hard. But I would like to see San Francisco get back into the thick of things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with and I'd like to see what they would do. Like, what happens if Garoppolo has a really good game?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm talking like 350 yards, 3 touchdowns, and they beat them like with no problem. And it's all because of Garoppolo and his arm. I want to see what happens. I want to watch that story real close because you know that they want Trey Lance up there next year. And I'm surprised that they held true and they never made the change. So I'm going to watch this one closely. I'm going to go with the 49ers, but I think it's going to be a high-scoring but close game. Wow. I say less than 10 points.
Okay.
They win by less than 10.
Wow, nice. Johnny Boy, your thoughts on the 49ers going to Dallas to take on Jerry's kids?
I'm with Jeff on this, too. I think it's going to be really tight, competitive. You know, Jimmy G, I thought that was the right decision to stick with him.
Through. Sure.
I mean, Lance, you know, being a rookie and, you know, some of the things that, you know, Jimmy G does – you know, that runs that offense. I mean, he's a leader on that team. I mean, even though it's, you know, it's probably going to be his last year up there. But I think this is the year that, you know, Dallas needs to get this done. I'm going to say it's going to be close. You know, I think it's going to be real tight. Dallas at home, their defense has been making a ton of plays this year. I think Dak gets it done. I think it's going to be tight, just like Jeff said. But I'm going to take Dallas in this one.
It's a good pick. I got to be honest. I'm taking the 49ers. I think it's a close game. It's a rivalry. You know, most of the kids. You know, it's funny, Jeff. I was listening to Kyle Shanahan this week, the coach of the 49ers, and he was asked if his team was aware of the old rivalry, and he said, "Are you kidding me? Most of his kids never watch Wedding Crashers." He said, "Do you think that any of them really have any idea?" So, I mean, while it's a right, well, we think of it going back to the catch, Jeff, going back to, you know, the T.O. at the star and all those things. Most of these kids have no idea that this was a rivalry.
Yeah, well, listen, rivalries have changed in the last 5 years, 10 years. Imagine back, 20, 30 years ago when this was a rivalry. And, yeah, I could see how they don't know about it, but they're going to find out about it now. You better believe they're going to know about it before the end of this weekend, especially the ones that lose.
Oh, yeah.
We have just reignited that rivalry. You know, these are teams that are capable of meeting in the playoffs again for the next several years.
Right.
So that's the thing. A lot of these teams that are in the playoffs now, they're all got younger players.
Yeah.
And, you know, these may be teams that are going to be in there for a while. So...
very cool. Very true, John.
You see a lot of rivalries come back to life.
Yeah, John, I think the rivalries are for the fans, not for the players. And that's the shame of it to a certain point. You know, back in the day, Yankees-Red Sox was a big rivalry because the players hated each other. I think nowadays it's more for the fans than it is for the players.
Yeah, you're right, Tommy. But I think Jeff nailed it. I mean, he was right on point with these teams coming, you know, and becoming rivalries now. Definitely the 49ers-Cowboys is going to be, you know, I think it's going to be rejuvenated, especially after this week. I mean, you're going to see, you know, kind of like with some of the people bringing up the old stories of this rivalry, you know, the fans are going to get involved a little bit more. And you know, I'm looking forward to seeing that, too, the teams that have the true hatred for each other. I think that's missing right now in the NFL. I'd like to see it again.
Yeah, I think the problem with rivalries, guys, is the fact that teams don't have sustained success anymore. I mean, the Cowboys and the 49ers were successful in the 80s and 90s because they were always winning. You know, now teams win for 2 or 3 years and they hibernate for 3 or 4 years. You know, there's very few teams that have sustained success. So other than your division rivalries, which, you know, are natural because you play each other twice a year, it's hard to have these rivalries because you don't make the playoffs every year. It used to be Dallas and, you know, it seemed like Dallas and the 49ers in every NFC championship game in the 80s and in the 90s. But it just doesn't happen.
An NFL rivalry doesn't necessarily have to be done in the playoffs. You know, next year at this time, you can have either Dallas or the 49ers that are on the cusp of making the playoffs. And here it is week 18, and the Niners and the Cowboys are playing one another. And if the Niners don't win, they don't go to the playoffs. And the Cowboys that are all banged up, and, you know, but they're going to go into the playoffs, arrested a bunch of starters. And next thing you know, the 49ers get knocked out, and now they're pissed off. Or, you know, I mean, you just never know. It's all it takes is one play to make a Niners get knocked out.
Yeah.
You know, they're pissed off. So, you know, you just never know. All it takes is one play to make a rivalry.
Yeah, no, I got you. But, again, it does take a little bit. You know, when you play your rival and they're not good, it takes a little bit of the luster off the shine off the apple. So,
except for the rival that's not good, who's trying to make his mark again.
Agreed, 100%. And they sneak a win. I get it. Let's move on to Chiefs and the Steelers. John, I'm going to give you the spotlight on this one. You're the one guy with a team in this fight.
We don't know what playoffs are again.
Yeah. Listen, you know, before, you know, to me, you know, we talk about the Raiders playing with house money. I think to a certain extent, the Steelers are playing with house money. They're not supposed to be here. It was basically needed three things to happen, and all three things happened last week. House money, John. What do you? I'm not going to ask you who you're picking, but tell me what your thoughts on the game are.
I think it's a good. This is a real tough one, Tommy. I mean, they really backdoored into this. You know, I didn't think they were a playoff team this year, by any stretch. You know, there was spurts on defense that you saw it. The offense made some plays in some of the games, you know, in comebacks. But you know, I think the veteran, you know, some of the veteran leadership here. I think they're going to do this for Ben. I think the defense goes in and plays lights out and at least keeps this tight. You know, Kansas City is a really good team, especially offensively. With all those weapons and all that speed, it's really tough to, you know, for Pittsburgh to go in there. But like I said, they got nothing to lose. But I'm going to take the Steelers in an upset just because they're my guys. You know, that my head says Kansas City, my heart says Pittsburgh. So it's really tough. But I got to stick with my team, and hopefully these guys get it done.
Right, there you go. Jeff, give me your thoughts on Steelers and the Chiefs Sunday Night Football.
I got to go with the Chiefs. I think it's going to be Roethlisberger's last stand. I don't think he's going to stand a chance. I saw some of the Steeler game the other day, last week, whatever it was, and he just looks like he's tired. And his arm doesn't look like he has the strength he once did. There will be no shootout with Kansas City. I just don't think that Roethlisberger has it in him to get into a shootout with a team like Kansas City. And Mahomes, Kelce, Hill, just those three alone are going to be able to make plays. I think it's going to be a changing of the guard in the AFC. And Mahomes is definitely going to, you know, take this one. And it's a shame in a way that Roethlisberger isn't going to be able to go out maybe in a better way. But I guess you're right. It's time for him to go. But this week, definitely Kansas City and Mahomes. That's how I see it.
You know what? I was up in the air about this one. I mean, I like the Steelers to cover. I don't think this is a blowout. I really don't feel that the Steelers will come out there and shit the bed. And I've not been on Kansas City all year. I think that their record's a little overinflated based on some of the games that they've had to play. They played. And the defense is taking another step backwards again. I'm going to take the Chiefs in this one. I agree with Jeff. I think there's not enough firepower and not enough, but I'm expecting Tomlin to throw something at them tonight. Something different. I love T.J. Watt coming to have a big game today. He's just going to have a hard time chasing that kid down. I'll take the Chiefs in a very, very close game, but it would not shock me if we're there late in the fourth quarter with the Bengals with the ball in their hand and a chance to win the game. It would not surprise me, this one, but I'm going to take the Chiefs. All right, let's move on. Last game of the dance for the weekend. And again, Super Wild Card weekend here. Sunday Audibles, John Marhefka, Jeff Tomwinski, Tom Florio, bringing it all to you guys. We're not going to be around tomorrow. We'll be back next weekend on Sunday. I think we'll do it Sunday. I don't think we'll do it Saturday, but we'll talk about it because there are games Saturday and Sunday. So we need to talk about another Saturday show if we want to do all four short games. So we'll have that conversation, guys. Johnny Boy, Rams and the Cardinals. You know, this is an odd game, John. Rams offensively, not bad. Defensive, not been great. But the Cards, you know, they've taken a downturn. Is this a magic? You know, is this going to be, a big game for Stafford, or is he going to be chasing the big game again next year?
I don't know. The Cardinals were my surprise team, you know, right at the beginning of the season. But I just think the Rams have too much here. I think Stafford gets it done in the playoffs. I mean, I'm a Stafford fan. I think this guy is a legit quarterback. He has everything that he needs right now. There's really no excuses. I think, the Rams defense has obviously been playing well, especially up front. We're starting to see Aaron Donald take over games again. Von Miller is stepping up. Good secondary. I mean, I think they get this done in SoFi today and get Stafford a playoff win. I think this is a good team that can go very far as long as they don't make the mistakes that I've seen Stafford make a little bit this year. I mean, some bad throws, but I think he gets it together today.
Hey, Jeff, does Matthew Stafford, and you've been a Matthew Stafford guy for a long time, does he hold the ball a little tight this week? Does he, double clutch? Is he going to be a little tight? Is he going to be a little tight out there? Can you see him getting that big win and find? And again, he's going to chase every big win through the playoffs. The minute he falls apart in a game, they're going to say he falls apart in a big game. But today's his first one.
This is two teams this year, especially now. You had the Cardinals that were off to a tremendous start. The Rams were right behind them. And then each team faltered in their own way. The Cardinals have injuries. Stafford has questions. Mm-hmm. So it's like, which way do you go? There's nobody's completely healthy. Nobody's got the upper hand. I'll be honest with you. I think that the second half of the season, each one of these teams have been disappointing in their own way. At this point in time, I mean, I like Kyler Murray. I like Matthew Stafford. I would personally like to see the Cardinals advance. I think they would be more of an exciting team, but with all the injuries, I don't know. I would like to see Matthew Stafford win because I would finally like to see Matthew Stafford advance into the playoffs. But I'm not sure if I like the Rams as a team. But unfortunately, I'm going to have to go with the smart bet this week, and I'm going to go. I think the Rams are going to squeak out a victory here. I think it's going to be close, but I just think that they have a little bit more experience than the Cardinals. The Cardinals are going to get their experience this year, and I'm just going to go with the Rams. I think the Rams. I think from here on in, the Cardinals will be the better team in that division. But I just think that this year it's going to be Matthew Stafford. I don't know how far he's going to advance.